FM 90.3 WJTL Red Rocks Worship. Fill this place. Hi, good morning. Happy Thursday. It's 7:02.
Get ready to travel back in time Friday at noon during the time capsule. It's brought to you by Dutchway Farm Market and Family Restaurants. You can visit them online at dutchwayfarmmarket.com. Tomorrow, the Friday time capsule will play back the top 12 songs highlighted from October 2011, featuring Third Day, Cutlass, and Apple City. Listen also for your chance to win a $25 gift card to Dutch Way. Contest details are posted at WJTL.com.
The sun is coming up and the sunshine has arrived to the WJTL studio this morning. Our friend Amy Thurston is here, the founder and CEO of Hope Inspire Love. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning, Fred. It's so good to be with you and all of the amazing listeners on WJTL. Friends, we are so excited to be with you guys this morning.
We love having you come in. You just light up the room and light up the JTL airwaves. So thanks for being. Tell us about Hope Inspire Love.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, mind you, I'm the light up is because a lot of good coffee and Hope Inspire Love Oakwood coffee. There's my little plug for that, you know?
Yes.
Hope Inspire Love, we are a community impact, faith-aligned nonprofit combating human trafficking right here in Lancaster County and the surrounding areas. We just see the need and we say, hey, we want to help survivors to flourish and thrive. So we're doing that through four strategic ways, through trauma-informed mentorship, working with survivors along their healing journey, prevention education, outreach and awareness, and then the social enterprise, helping survivors once they've been identified, find dignified work and just make it here in our community and around the U.S.
And how long have you been doing this?
Oh my goodness, we are in our eighth year.
That's amazing. And do you have any numbers of how many people you have impacted through this ministry?
Yeah, I think the beautiful work about the anti-trafficking movement and what it is about, it's about, for us, it's the longevity of walking with survivors, not just on a short-term fix, but a long-term solution. And so we value the numbers of who walks through our doors, who says, hey, I just need support, I need case management, I need a mentor. It's really meeting them in those gaps. And so finding out what that looks like, we don't base it by a number. We say we do it for the one. But in this last year, we've served over 20 individuals through different case situations. But I love that we say, because of the passion for the one is what led us here. Change lives is what keeps us going. And so if we focus individually one-on-one, then you're seeing transformation versus a large number where you can miss the individual.
Right. Speaking of that, do you have any great stories about how God has worked through Hope Inspire Love recently?
Yeah, I think the beautiful thing about the work we get to do is we're just part of the journey. Mm. We're not the solution. We're not the end all. It's not about us. It never has been. And so I love when individuals walk through our doors and they say, wow, this place is different. This feels safe. Like you're kind. You're nice. And it breaks our heart to know individuals are judged. They're labeled by what they've walked through. Mm. Or our community may not always understand what trafficking could look like, or the individual and what they're walking through, or the choices that they make.
Right.
But we've been able to see mamas find housing, that they're moving in with their family. They're making it. They're getting out there on their own. And this one woman, I just loved her story, because as she was able to move in, we wanted to make sure she was provided with resources and what she needed. And one of those things was a small group actually offered a gift card for her new apartment. And she said, can I actually give that to my son? We said, oh, of course. Why? And she said, this is the first time he's ever had a bedroom.
Wow.
And we would love to see him be able to decorate it and that it's his.
Right.
And it's all about choice in what we do and allowing them to make those choices, and nothing is said, this is what you have to do.
Right.
And I just love that for her son and for her.
I love that as well. If people want more information about Hope Inspire Love, can they visit you online?
Yes, hopeinspirelove.org. Please follow us there. Learn more about what human trafficking looks like, how to spot the signs, how to get involved. We have various ways you can get plugged in and involved. And don't be afraid. A lot of people think, oh, this is so dark, it's too heavy.
Right.
There's a place for each one of us in this movement.
Yeah.
And it takes all of us, because when the survivors know the communities behind their impact and the healing of what's going on, they go, oh my word, I'm not alone. And I think that's the reminder when they see it's not, because again, it's not about us.
Right.
It's about how the community comes around them and supports them. They realize they can flourish and thrive because they're not alone in this journey. And that is what trauma-informed care is. It's layers of support and community around the impact.
And you're working with a lot of different organizations to provide that kind of care.
Oh, you have to, because you cannot be in this work and think you're the only organization or you can do it all. And if you do, you've got to be really careful, because you're going to burn out really fast.
Yeah.
And it's not great care for the individuals you're serving. So for us, you have to have beautiful partnerships so you can have those amazing warm handoffs to say, hey, we're in this together. And then they see that their support network is larger than they could even imagine.
Right. That's awesome. The Freedom Walk is coming up. We're going to talk about that more, but just give the quick details about it.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, if you are free October 11th, come join us in Musser Park in Lancaster City. This is an amazing community impact as well. This is something you can bring your whole family to. If you haven't had those hard conversations with your kiddos about what trafficking looks like, we will do that in a safe way. We make this, again, age appropriate in what we do, but also a way for them to see what is the impact that you want to make in our community. So it's a 2-mile silent walk through Lancaster City, holding up signs that explain what trafficking looks like, as well as handing out flyers in our community and back at the park, a time of worship, prayer, a way for you to actually see what trafficking looks like through the eyes of a survivor, through a storytelling tent, and meet amazing organizations in the work or walking alongside survivors.
Check it out online, hopeinspirelove.org. We'll talk more with Amy coming up, so stick around. Music on the way to Toby Mac Blanca and more.